From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today marks the first day that Houston's two airports will fly less planes than normal at the direction of the federal government. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now from Hobby Airport, where he's been watching people line up for security. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. For a Friday morning, 6 o'clock, Hobby Airport's TSA lines are full but moving. Checking flight status boards, Southwest Airlines flights, which are the majority out of Hobby, are reporting on time, despite that 10% reduction that's hitting 40 cities, including Houston. The FAA has experienced ground stops due to a lack of air traffic controllers, ultimately taking action by reducing that traffic by 10% for the duration of the government shutdown. Reporting from Hobby Airport, I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Yeah, United Airlines says they're cutting about 4% of its flights, which are 20 round-trip flights out of Bush Intercontinental. Southwest says passengers with canceled flights will likely be rebooked, and Delta says it is providing customers with as much advance notice as possible, but there's not many changes to their flights. The Houston Food Bank is hosting more than a dozen food drives this month in response to the federal government shutdown. Our Michael Atkinson reports, the longer the shutdown goes on, the greater the burden on federal workers and SNAP recipients.
Federal workers have already missed one full paycheck and then some. But if the shutdown, now in record length, continues, they could miss another full paycheck. Food Bank President and CEO Brian Green says their supply is plenty, but distributing it evenly can be difficult.
A number of our pantries, you know, keep telling us, no, we ran out. And you hate to see that happen in the distribution. So we're trying to find, well, where are we falling short so we can increase supply to those areas.
The food drives will take place throughout the month, even if the shutdown ends. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
And you can find a list of those events on our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org. During a meeting of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards in Austin yesterday, Harris County was commended for addressing staffing issues inside the jail and ending a contract to outsource jail inmates. Friends and family members of people who have died inside the jail this year addressed the state commission yesterday, including Sarah Knight, whose son died after he was outsourced from Harris County to a private prison in Louisiana.
Because last month, two more people died in jail, bringing the death count to 15 this year. One of them, Ms. Pebbles Garrard, was just 1 year older than my daughter and homeless.
The Harris County Jail is still fighting to stay in compliance with jail standards as it suffers numerous other infrastructure problems. It'll be a Texas showdown tonight in the NBA. The Rockets are on the road to play San Antonio. Tip-off is set for 6:30. Houston has won 5 games in a row. 63 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We have a dense fog advisory in place until 9 o'clock again this morning. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.